Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I know today if you'll stay tuned to the broadcast that the Word of God will encourage your heart. I don't know about you, but I need encouragement today. I need to know that God is blessing His people and to be reminded of how good our God is. We need to encourage one another and then get encouraged through the Word, and that's what we want to do today. But before I read the Word, I want to pray with you, because I know there's many listening to me. You've got a lot of things that you need to be praying about. Got loved ones that are lost. Some of you need healing in your body. You need encouragement. You need a financial blessing. Whatever it is, reach out in faith and agree with me and believe God to touch you today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my listeners. Lord, there's people today that are listening that are in deep despair, that need a lifting up, that need encouragement. Help them today, Lord. We agree together that you encourage, and even now in Jesus' name. Lord, there's people that need healing in their bodies. Only you can touch them, Lord. Heal them and bring them out of their sickness, Lord, I pray. Make them ever whole. We'll give you all the honor and glory for it in Jesus' name. Pray for those that are lost and undone without you and on their way to hell. I pray, God, you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again, that you come to save them from their sins and deliver them. You shed your blood on Calvary that their sins could be forgiven, never to be brought up against them ever again. Help them, Lord, to realize that. And God, the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Make that real to them, I pray. And Lord, I pray right now that you bless this broadcast, that it'll go to where you want it to go and prick the hearts and save souls. And Lord, we pray for those who are incarcerated today, that you encourage them and help them, Lord, to know that you're with them and you'll be with them and encourage them through the time that they have to spend incarcerated. Help them, I pray, in Jesus' name. We pray for our nation and ask God that you bring revival to America. Let it begin in our hearts today, I pray. And Lord Jesus, I pray for our president, our leaders, and ask God that you help them in this hour. And we thank you for hearing and answered prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. As I'm doing this broadcast, there's a heavy rain on the outside. You might could pick it up through the microphone. I don't know. But I want it to rain on the inside. And I'm talking about the Holy Ghost power of rain. I'm talking about God's love raining down upon us today. His mercy and His grace. Do you know today that God loves you? The greatest song that's ever been sung is Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, for the Bible Tells Me So. And as Billy Graham said many years ago, you can sum the Bible up in four words, from Genesis to Revelation, and that is Jesus died for me. If you've missed that, you've missed the whole gospel story. You've got to know that you are loved. You've got to know that God didn't come and send His Son to condemn you, but that through His Son you might be saved and that He might give you life and give it more abundantly. The enemy will lie to you and tell you that once you become a Christian, you quit living, but that's not true. That's when you really begin to live. That's when you really know that there's hope in this life, and there's life that can come into you, life everlasting. And what the Lord, He said, I'll never leave you. Now He's promised to never forsake us. And once you become His child, He'll always be with you, and He'll walk with you, and He'll not leave you nor forsake you. You'll not go through nothing alone. He is always there with you. Today I want to read out of the book of Luke. I know this is a portion of scripture that we usually read at Christmas time, but God has laid this on my heart, and I want you to listen to it today. Luke chapter 1, starting with verse 30. And the angel of the Lord came unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou hast conceived in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. I want to repeat that, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Some of you have got to hear that this morning. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Say that with me right now. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel of the Lord departed from her. Then in Luke chapter 2, verse 7, And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in Matthew 2, chapter 2, verse 21, God spoke to Joseph and said that this child born is of God, and he said he shall call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Today, let me explain something to you. God sent his only begotten Son, the Word made flesh and dwelt among men, born of a virgin. And the purpose of him coming to earth was to save his people, to save us from our sins. To share his purpose of coming was to be the express image of God the Father and to demonstrate the love of God and to show the will of God on earth. He was the Word made flesh that dwelt among men. And the Bible says he came to seek and save that which is lost. I'm so glad that he sought me and found me, and I received him as my Savior, and he has forgiven me of my sins, and I'm born again because of the price that Jesus paid on Calvary. But one day I was around Christmas time, I was filling out some Christmas cards. And on the front of a lot of my cards, I had a manger scene. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why was Jesus born in a manger when he should have been born in a palace? Because he's King of Kings, the Lord said. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Bible says that. And I said, Lord, why was he born in a stable and not in a palace? And the Lord spoke to me and he said, Well, Blonnie, not everybody would be welcome in a palace. But you know what? They were all welcome in the stable. I want you to know today, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what has been happening in your life. You're always welcome to come to Jesus. He said, I'll in no wise cast anyone out that comes to me. And God told Joseph, he said, I'm sending him to save his people from their sins. And when I think about that night and that day that our Lord was born in a manger and the purpose that he came for, the love that he had, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him should not perish but would have everlasting life. I want you to receive that today. But I think about the ministry of our Lord. The Bible says that he went about doing good. He went about healing the sick. He went about delivering those who were oppressed of the devil. And I want you to know he's still in the healing business. He's still in the delivering business. He's still in the uplifting business. He wants to forgive you of your sins. And when he forgives you of your sins, they're blotted out and never brought up against you ever again. When man says he forgives you, he might say he forgives you, but he never forgets what you've done. And he'll bring it up from time to time. But the Lord, he'll never bring it up against you again. The greatest love story that's ever been told is that Jesus saves. But I think about Jesus' ministry and how he went about doing good. And one of the first ones that come to my mind is a little tax collector that climbed up in a sycamore tree because he heard that Jesus was coming that way. And he just wanted to get a glimpse of Jesus. You know, there's something about when the name of Jesus is spoken. There's something about when somebody says the name of Jesus. It'll make the ones that have done evil and ones that have cheated and lied even climb a tree and make them want to just get a glimpse of Jesus. There's no other name like the name of Jesus. In the darkest hour of the night, you can call that name and light comes in. When all hell assails you, you can call that name and devils have to flee. You can call that name in the sick room and sickness and disease has to go. There's just something about that name. name. There's no name as sweet as the name of Jesus. The devils believe, and they also, but they tremble even at the name of Jesus. But a man named Zacchaeus climbed up a sycamore tree and just wanted to see who he was. But you know, even in his condition, even though he was dishonest, a tax collector, even though he had done wrong, Jesus stopped by where he was. And he looked up at Zacchaeus. I want you to know the Lord will never look down on you to condemn you. The only time he'll look down on you is to pull you up. But Zacchaeus was up a tree, and he looked up at Zacchaeus, and he said, come on down, and make haste and come down, for today I want to abide at your house. And the Bible says that Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received him joyfully, and he took him into his house. And the meeting with Jesus so changed his life. He told Jesus, he said, if I've taken anything by false accusation, I'm going to restore it fourfold. In other words, he's saying, because I've met you, because I just didn't get a glimpse of you, but I know you. It's different in knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus. Zacchaeus got to know Jesus that day, and he was a changed man. He wasn't like he used to be. When you let Jesus touch you and you touch him, you can't be the same. The old things have passed away, and behold, all things have come new. Some of you have been so heartbroken. Some of you have gone down many wrong roads. Some of you have messed up your life. Some of you have gone through many trials, but I'm telling you, if you'll just call that name that's above every name. He can come into your heart. He can come into your home. He can come into your business. He can come into your life, and things will never be the same. He can come into that nursing home room. He can come into that hospital room. He can come into that jail cell. Oh, he is the door. He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. And when he comes in, things have got to change. And I think about the woman at the well when Jesus passed by. He sat down at the well while the disciples had gone off to get something to eat, and a Samaritan woman came up, and he asked her for a drink of water. And it wasn't right. She couldn't understand why him being a Jew would speak to her, because the Jews looked down on the Samaritans. But I want you to know, I don't care what man looks down, how they look down on you. Jesus has got time to sit down by the well and talk to you. See, some of you have been drinking from the wrong well, trying to satisfy the needs in your life. By this woman, the Bible says that Jesus told her, said, go get your husband. She says, I don't have a husband. He said, I know you've been married 5 times, and the man you're with now is not your husband. See, some of you have drank from a well that's not going to sustain you, not going to satisfy you. You've had a lot of boyfriends, a lot of lovers, so-called lovers, a lot of husbands, but you're still unhappy. Happy. Man can't make you happy. That has to come from within. And the true happiness comes only when God, the peace, that sends Jesus Christ into your heart. And he had a talk with her at the well that day. And she knew who he was. She said, I perceive that you're the Son of God. I perceive that you're the Messiah. And she went into the city and told all the people there, said, come see a man that told me everything that I ever done. Told me everything I ever done, but still loves me. Told me everything that I ever done, but still I'm drinking from that living water. Some of you are drinking from the well of alcohol, but the more you drink, the thirstier you get. Some of you are drinking from the well of drugs, and the more you take, the hungrier you get, the more dissatisfied you become, the deeper down in the pit of hell you go, because drugs can't satisfy you, alcohol can't satisfy you, illicit relationships can't satisfy you, old partying can't do it. There's only one Prince of Peace. It's something about his name. His name is Jesus. You know, you've done tried everything else. Why don't you try Jesus? Why don't you call that name that's above every name? Why don't you sit down and, like the woman at the well, let him talk to you. Let him tell you. He told her, he said, if you'll drink from the water I have, you'll never thirst again. And I'm telling you, I drank from that well, that living water, and it springs up within me daily. Hallelujah. And I don't thirst. You say, what do you mean you don't get thirsty? I'm not talking about water, H2O. I'm talking about the satisfaction. I don't thirst for the hungers of this world, but for the things of God that really satisfy, that really bring contentment, and really bring joy, really bring peace. Some of you need to drink from that water that Jesus offered this woman. Oh, people had looked down on her. People had probably talked bad about her, but Jesus had time for her. Jesus has got time for you. It's no accident that you're hearing this message today. He wants to touch you, and He wants to bless you. And I'm talking about this one that was told to Joseph, he come to save his people from the sin. And I'm thinking about a woman that the Pharisees drug up before Jesus who had been caught in the very act of adultery. And said, you know, the law says to stone her. And Jesus just began to walk right in the dirt. And they began to leave one by one. And he said, woman, where are thine accusers? And she said, there's no man. And he said, neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more. I want you to know Jesus didn't come to condemn you. He wants to forgive you of your sins. And He wants to bring the light of the world and the light of Him into the world, into your world of darkness. Some of you in a world of darkness. Some of you in a world of heartache. Some of you in a world of sin and despair. But He wants to satisfy you. He wants to bring you joy and forgiveness and peace. Peace can only come through the Prince of Peace. Man's peace is only just for a short time, if for that long. It can't be lasting, but Lord's peace is lasting. And I think about, as I come across and I read the Word of God, and I think about me come upon the place where the waters were troubled, and the man had been there that had been on a bed of affliction for 36 years, and he tried to get in the waters, but he had no man to put him in. But when Jesus walked by, he took time to talk to him, and he told him, and he healed his body that day, and he got up and he walked that day. Why? Because Jesus came to seek and save that which is lost. Some of you have been on a bit of affliction for many years, and you've looked to man to help you, and no man has come along with a solution or a remedy to get you out of the situation you're in. The remedy of man today is to counsel you, and that counseling is good to the point, but you need deliverance. You need redemption. Man's remedy today is to drug you up. You don't need drugs. You need deliverance. You need salvation. You need deliverance. The Lord can take that heart of yours that's twisted, that heart of yours that's hard, and He can touch it and put you a new heart. David said, create in me a clean heart and a right spirit, a heart that's tender toward the things of God. I'm saying there's something about the name of Jesus. And when the storms, when Jesus spoke, the storms would obey His voice. The storms would have to be still. I'm talking about the name that's above every name. I'm talking about a name you can call on today. And what He did in the Word, He'll do for you. For who He told Mary, He said, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible. God will bless you. God will strengthen you. God will touch you. God will deliver you if you'll only call on that name. There's no other name among men whereby we must be saved except by the name of Jesus. The world today is talking about there's many ways to God. No, ma'am, no, sir, there is not. There's only one way, and His name is Jesus. There's only one that can save you from your sins. There's only one that can bring peace into your life. There's only one that can change that wayward son of yours, that wayward daughter of yours, that husband or wife that needs touching. There's only one that has the healing, delivering power when man has given up on you, that when the woman who had suffered many things from many physicians and had an issue of blood and nothing helped her. Her money was gone. Her hope was gone. But she heard about Jesus. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I'll be all right. And I'm telling some of you right now, the doctors have given up on you. And it seems like there's no hope. But just, you know, she didn't touch Jesus. She just touched His hem. And sometimes, you you just get close to him. You just touch him the best you can. And when she touched the hem of his garment, she felt that disease and that sickness go out of her body, and she was made whole. And immediately that issue of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples said, "Oh Lord, there's many around you thronging you and touching you." He said, "No, but somebody had touched him in faith." And when he touched Jesus in faith, he'll touch you. The healing will come. Don't let people tell you that God don't heal anymore. Don't let people tell you that God don't deliver. Don't let people tell you that God don't set people free, because he does. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Jesus, the same Jesus, oh, the same Jesus that was born in the manger, the same Jesus that, look, he came the first time, he came in a manger, but when he comes back again, he's coming back adorned in white, he's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he's coming back where every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. I'm telling you right now, there's something about that name, the name of Jesus. You can be in the darkest dungeon, call that name, and light will come in. You can be in the darkest dungeon and sing praises to him, and the earthquake will come. You can be in the lion's den and even think about the name, and deliverance has to come. Oh, you can be on the worst storm that you've ever been, but something about that name, when you call that name, things have got to happen. My husband and I were in the truck stop in Tuscaloosa, Alabama with our mobile chapel, and there was a warning. The alarms went out that there was a tornado getting ready to come down through there, and everybody was running to the truck stop for safety. But we got halfway across the truck stop parking lot, and I told my husband, I said, "No, if I go, I'm not going in the truck stop. Take me back. I'm going back to the mobile chapel on the side of our truck." We had trucking for Jesus from one end of our truck to the other. I said, "I'm going. If I go, I'm going with the name of Jesus." We got in that chapel, and we got out, and we began to pray as we could hear the winds coming, the tornado coming over us. And all of a sudden, we could feel the wind picking up the 18 wheels of our tractor and trailer and begin to pick it up off of the ground. But we called the name. We called the name that was above every name. We called that name of Jesus, and all of a sudden our tractor trailer set back down on the ground, and that wind left, that tornado jumped over us and went on down the road. I'm talking about the name. I don't care what kind of storm you in. I don't care what kind of trial you in. You call that name. Stop looking toward man. Stop waiting on man to come by. You call the name that's above every name. He died on the cross for you. He loves you so much. He shed his blood on Calvary, and he shed his blood that you could be redeemed. And today I want you to know, when you call that name, something that's got to happen. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to come into your heart. And I guarantee you, if you do it with a sincere heart and a sincere prayer, he'll come in and he'll save your soul. A friend of ours who had been on the streets for many years doing drugs and had hit rock bottom, he broke into an apartment one night. It was cold and he was out on the street, and he broke an apartment to sleep. Somebody had just moved out, and he come in, and he saw that the gas was still on in the apartment, and he decided to turn the gas on and commit suicide. He done gone so low and so far, he said he had lost the hope to live, and he fell on his knees, and he said, "God, if you real, help me, and help me now." And it was about 2 o'clock in the morning when he got in that place, and he said all of a sudden he heard a ping, 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 and he looked outside the window, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, the gas man was out there turning off the gas. And he knew that God, he knew that wasn't the gas man. He knew God had sent an angel. And he said, "Lord, save my soul." And God came in that apartment and touched that boy and set him free and delivered him off of drugs. He came home and he served God faithfully and preached the gospel until the day the Lord took him home. Why? Because in the darkest hour, when he reached right at the bottom, when he come to the end of his way, he called on the name that could reach down and bring him out. He called on the name that could bring him up to salvation. He called on the name that could do something with his condition. He called on the name that could cause the drugs to leave his body and cause him to be set free and have no more desire for him. He called on the name that could make a way for him to go back home. He called on the name that could help him preach the gospel to those that were in the same condition he was in. He called the name, and he lived the name. He lived under that name. And the day that he went out into eternity, the name that he called, he went into the arms of Jesus. I want you to know today that if you'll call the name of Jesus, the Lord said that he shall save his people from their sins. He shall save you from your depression. He'll save you from your drugs. He'll save you from alcoholism. He'll save you from hate and unforgiveness. He'll save you from adultery. If you call on him, he'll deliver you, and he'll set you free, and he'll give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. I want you to know there's just something about that name. No other name like the name of Jesus. And there's coming a day, that we'll stand before him. One day we'll go, and the books will be open, and if our names are on the Lamb's Book of Life, he'll tell us, "Well done, thy good and faithful service. Enter in to the joys of the Lord." See, this world is not your home. You're going to live eternity in one or two places, and the choice is yours and yours only. Only you can make that choice. It'll be heaven, or you'll choose to go to hell. God will not send you to hell, but you yourself will send yourself there by the choice. You see, you're not undecided now. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell right now. You've already made the choice. If you haven't accepted Jesus and called that name, you're not born again. You're not saved. And if you die, you're going into hell. But if you have asked Jesus in your heart, and your heart quits beating, you'll go into the presence of the Lord. One day, you're going to draw your last breath. One day, you're going to speak your last word. One day, you're going to do your last deed. One day, you're going to walk your last mile. Are you ready to face God? Are you ready to go out into eternity? You can't live this life until you live it in Jesus. I beg of you with everything within me, call on the name of Jesus. Call on him, and he'll come right now and set you free. Call on the name of Jesus, and he'll help you through the hour that you're going through. Call on the name of Jesus. He'll come into your room, and he'll heal your body and make you whole. Don't lose hope. He is hope. For with God, nothing is impossible. He sent his son. He sent his son to save his people, to deliver them and set them free. All the chains can be broken if you call on the name. Call on that name right now, the sweetest name. Oh, the birds are hushed are singing. Oh, everything has to bow to the name of Jesus. Call that name today, and he shall save his people from their sins. That name, while they crucified him, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Call that name. He'll forgive you. He'll set you free. But you need to call the name, and I'm talking about the name of Jesus.